Welcome back to another episode of More Than Running. I'm your host, Dana Giordano. I want to kick this episode off by saying thank you to everyone who has been following the Sidious Mag coverage of the USAA Track and Field Championships. I was on site in Eugene spinning those Instagram reels on Champs Chats, our daily post-meet show, which is on YouTube and in podcast format, and recording special episodes like this one at the Adidas house. Your support truly means the world, and if you like this episode, please share it with a friend as we grow our audience leading into the World Championships. Okay, on to the good stuff. I had the pleasure of sitting down in the Adidas house at USA's with the Atlanta Track Club, their finest and brightest 800-meter specialists, Allie Wilson and Olivia Baker, as well as Yolanda Narambe, who competes for Sweden, and she came to the U.S. Championships to wear a different hat and support her teammates as she awaits to hear about her world's 1500-meter spot. I recently had Allie Wilson on the More Than Running podcast right here, and her positivity and joy exuded through the entire interview. It's safe to say that that joy doesn't just stop with Allie. We recorded this interview before the final of the 800, where, cover your ears if you don't want to hear this, Olivia and Allie placed fourth and fifth, respectively, in, I think it's safe to say, the fastest 800-meter final the U.S. has ever seen, with the entire field going sub two. So, enjoy this mini episode and become a fan of the women of the Atlanta Track Club. All right, I'm here in the Adidas house at the U.S. Championships with the women of the Atlanta Track Club. Welcome.
Thank you.
You guys are looking awfully adorable in your Adidas outfits. What is the experience like for a pro athlete being in a hospitality suite? I think some of the fans would like to know. Olivia, how has it been for you?
It's been great so far. It's really nice. We got here, they have food, drinks, air conditioning, nice places to just sit out and chill, and it's been really relaxing. Presents, yes. I got my first pair of Yeezys today, which is really exciting. It's been a great experience.
Allie, the Yeezys. You seem exceptionally excited about the Yeezy shoes.
I am. Yes.
Where will you be wearing those in Atlanta?
I will probably be wearing them out these doors today and then maybe never take them off. I don't know. They're super comfy. And in Atlanta, I'll be wearing them at probably everywhere around the house. Maybe I'll have to get an indoor pair and an outdoor pair because they're comfy, and I don't want to bring my dirty ones around the apartment. So, yeah, I might have to get a second pair.
All right, well, you're in the right place to request that.
Yeah.
All right, Yolanda, yes. You are here not competing, obviously, because mm-hmm. You are, you know, not a U.S. citizen, so you're at the U.S. Championships. How does it feel to kind of be at a championship meet not having to compete? Mm-hmm. Is it good, bad? What's the feeling like?
It's good, yeah. It's kind of like your, I was going to say dream scenario. Not dream scenario, but like, because it's like I had done my races and I'm just like focusing on my stuff, but I get to be here and cheer you guys on. And I guess I don't have to go through the nerves and stuff. But I mean, there's also a point where it's kind of like, ooh, it'd be kind of cool to race here. But yeah, it's really fun just being here supporting everyone.
Are you, you're racing at the World Championships, in which event is target for you?
The 1500, and I haven't been selected yet, so I know on Monday morning.
Okay, we will be sending you luck for Monday morning. You guys have been kind of on a tear this season overall as a middle distance group. Olivia, what's it been like going from switching to being kind of a solo 800 runner post-college to really being surrounded by so many phenomenal women who are kind of just taking charge in the middle distance events?
It has been incredible. I mean, I feel like I've said it all indoor, all outdoor, that these, my teammates, the vibe here, the training, like just having training partners has been something that has really been key to lifting my times this year and helping me run fast. Getting to do it with these ladies is such an honor and a gift that has made this sport not just better, but has been, made it more enjoyable and a lot of fun, as you can see that we're having right now.
Allie, I know that you guys have some races ahead. You're actually racing today as well, but let's look backwards for a second. Yesterday was the first round of the 800s, pretty cutthroat, four rounds of women. How did you feel in your first race? What was kind of the level of, you know, were you nervous, excited, just trying to get the job done and stay on your feet? What was going through your head?
Yeah, so these meets with all the different rounds and stuff can be tricky because, you know, you're balancing, like, wanting to run, needing to run as hard as you can to advance, but also not wanting to run harder than you have to if you can avoid it. So I definitely was just trying to run smart yesterday, run confidently. I was pretty confident I could make it through to the next round, so I wanted to just play my cards right and, you know, still run well without really having to go to the well necessarily. And I'd say that we both did that pretty well because we advanced, and that was really all that mattered yesterday.
Olivia, you made the indoor team this year, making a senior team. What kind of goes through that mind shift of, all right, it's not about the times, it's about getting those final places? And now that you've done it once, what are you bringing to the next couple rounds of this meet?
Yeah, I think that, you know, this is the one place where time doesn't matter. It's all about place. But I think that the thing that I'm bringing is consistency and execution. I think the key to making that team indoor for me was having a race execution, executing it consistently and successfully, and just doing, you know, not treating the race as it got bigger as a different type of race, just knowing it's the same race every time. And that's what I'm going to bring to outdoors and hope to make the team. You know, I'm going to continue to execute consistently as the stakes get higher and, you know, with every passing round, not take anything for granted.
All right, Yolanda, as putting on your coaching hat this weekend, I believe you have, you know, some sort of coaching credentials as well. Mm-hmm. What role are you playing for the team? Is it cheerleader, support system, silent, but, you know, compassionate soul? I can sense, you know, all of those things within you. So are you, you know, fetching water, doing ice baths? Like, mm-hmm. what do you bring to the team? And I'm going to ask the same question to these guys. So okay. I want to know what you think and what they think.
Okay. I mean, what I'm hoping to bring is just, like, be the person who's, like, happy and just relaxed. And so kind of, like, if you don't want to talk about running or if you want to talk about running, like, whatever they need or, like, whatever you guys need, I want to be here for you. And I've been saying, like, if you want me to carry something, I don't know, like, anything, because I know what it feels like to be, you know, at your championships or a big meet or whatever. So I know the emotions you can have. So I'm just happy that I don't have to, I can be a person today, like this weekend, who actually isn't in it, so then I can help. So I guess I just want to help the best way I can, in whatever way that is. I don't even know.
Olivia, what is Yolanda bringing to the table this weekend?
Ooh, Yolanda, I feel like Yolanda brings the, like, calm kind of lightness to it. Like, when I feel like I need to laugh or like I need to, like, I'm tense and I just want to relax, I feel like Yolanda is the person I want to be around because she's just so funny. She always makes me laugh. Her laugh is contagious. And yeah, she just brings that kind of veteran, experienced, and relaxing presence.
Same question to you, Allie.
Yes. So I'm lucky enough to be Yolanda's roommate this weekend, and she's a great roommate to have, let me tell you. So we were actually just talking to somebody about this earlier, how we keep getting in these, like, little fights, not at all fights, but because she'll be like, wake me up in the morning, like, if I'm napping, make as much noise as you need to, like, play your blast your music, I don't care, like, whatever you need. And I keep being like, and then she got mad this morning because I was tiptoeing around because I woke up first, and she was like, you're supposed to wake me up, and I'm like, I'm not gonna just wake you up just because I'm up. So she has been, like, the most supportive, like, flexible person, and she's obviously always so bubbly, and she's just so fun to have around, especially in, like, high tense, what's that thing called? Yeah, high stress moments like this. It's good to have somebody like that who can, you know, remind us, like, of, like, the positives and just still have fun while we do it. And so we've been having a blast, and I think we'll continue to do so. And, yeah, it's great to have her here. We're very lucky.
All right. I know this is just a little love fest. I'm here for it. So we're going to, because there's three of you here, we're going to do some superlatives. So I'm going to ask you about, you know, who is most likely to kind of questions.
Okay.
All right. Who is most likely to be late to practice?
Honestly, this is going to be a plot twist for everyone, but I'm going to have to go with Olivia.
Whoa.
Oh, me? Shots fired, yes.
Wow.
Olivia is a very organized girl, but she somehow is always late.
See, I was going to say the opposite. I can't blame Yolanda because Allie's the one who's driving.
You are late, actually, a lot.
And you guys...
No, wait, wait, wait. start time, so you can arrive as you please.
Oh, true.
So practice is kind of flexible. I could get there 5 minutes before, and I only have 5 minutes to warm up. That's what I choose.
And that's what they regularly choose.
Not 5 minutes. But, yes, I don't feel like I need as much time before practice, so we get there, we cut it a little closer. But when there's a strict time, Olivia always says we're late, but she is later than us a lot of time.
Okay.
I hit
Yolanda
a nerve.
And I hit had a this nerve. Conversation.
We had this going.
We
time.
Did.
I was like, "Girl, was late. You're late."
And then I was on time every single time.
Olivia likes to point out when we're late, but we never point out when Olivia is late.
The truth comes out.
The truth comes out.
All right, here's another controversial one to really stir things up and cause drama within the Atlanta Club. Who is most likely to push the pace on the first rep and get it wrong?
Olivia again.
Allie again, what?
Yolanda, a neutral.
I don't know, because I feel like we don't get to work out that much.
That's true, we
so
don't.
I don't even know. But I feel like you correct yourself if you're too quick.
All right, let's say first rep's a 30-second 200. Who's going out in the 28?
Okay.
Yeah. Okay, yeah. So we both like to blame each other for this, but Olivia thinks I pace push our runs, but typically she's in the front pace pushing, and I'm like,
oh, here we go.
And then in our reps, she'll say that I go too fast, and then she'll do the exact same thing the next rep. So I think we just both do it.
Sounds like a match we made do. In heaven, the two of you.
Maybe, but we still Maybe. Have to argue about it.
Yes, we do.
All right, well. You know, I think I know the answer to this one. It's probably Yolanda, but it's probably not Yolanda. It's who hates tempo run day the most?
Oh, it's me. Yeah. It's me. No controversy there. I love the speed stuff. Tempo stuff is not the most fun for me, so I will admit that right away.
What's the longest run you've ever done, Olivia?
10 miles.
Not like doing 10 miles. Either.
And I do not
Wait,
like it.
Tell the crowd what a long run is. What the first long run is.
Oh yeah, 6 is long in my opinion. Once we're if we're over 5, it's a long run.
You should see my face right now. I'm like, I'm jealous. Honestly, I'm just jealous.
You know, sometimes we'll be like, yay, we only have 8, and she's like, only 8. 6.
Yeah, only. Yeah.
All right, on a super hot day in Atlanta, which I know there's so many of them, mm-hmm. Who does it not bother? Who's unbothered by the heat?
Definitely, I'm bothered, so it's one of you.
Yolanda's bothered.
Wait, is it only between
the
three of us and the couch?
Oh, no, all right, we'll bring in some other casts and players in.
I'm wondering if anybody else outside of here has been answers to these.
I feel like it is you, Allie, because
I was gonna pick Allie. No, you know, not knowing Allie very well, but knowing that she went to school at the Jersey Shore, likes to be nice and crisply in the sun all day.
Yeah.
Because
I feel like you also think about how hot it's gonna get.
Yeah.
You
I was gonna say
you want to go like 5 a.m. and I'm like.
Yes, I would like to practice at 8 a.m. at least. And Allie likes to practice at 10.
So I think it's not even that I'm unbothered by the heat. It's that I'm bothered by not getting a lot of sleep.
There we go.
Truth comes out. I'm like, yeah, I'll work out midday if it means I get to sleep in.
All right, you guys are on a 4-mile training run. Olivia's up happy because it's not over 5. Who is most likely to bring up a current event as the topic of conversation for the day, bringing in some news stories into the group run?
Definitely one of you two.
Yeah, maybe one of them, but maybe you.
Is it me?
Actually,
it might be you, Yolanda.
Actually, it might be you. But Olivia will have something to say.
Yeah, I will. I will always have something to say. You're right.
Yeah, then we'll say
it. Definitely not me. I don't keep up with current
events. I know. It's like, you know, we got some little conversation topics going. All right, who's most likely to have the fire playlist on at practice?
Oh, it's Allie. It's Allie for sure. Allie has these big booty mixes.
Oh.
That she puts on her
speakers.
Why don't
Allie made those? They're like an hour long. Allie has SoundCloud.
Allie has a speaker and plays big booty mixes and everyone compliments me for my music. No, but I am the one who has kind of become in charge. charge of bringing a speaker to practice because I very much don't like when we don't have one, so I've just taken it upon myself to try to bring mine when I remember. And then when I bring my speaker, we listen to my music. So
there you go.
Sometimes the boys try to hijack it, and their music, honestly, is not
yeah,
it.
So not it. No.
Nope. Us girls stick together on that topic of who gets the aux cord.
Okay, last question for you guys, and I want an individual answer for this one. So this isn't a superlative, but the question is, what do you wish more people knew about the Atlanta Track Club?
Ooh,
this insane.
You want to go first?
You know, take some thinking time. It's all good. I feel like you guys have built something really special. Obviously, you know, signing with Adidas this year is big. Coming together as a team, tearing up the track in the middle of distances, people going up, people going down. So you can take in, you can steal those, I guess. But that's my answer.
Okay.
But I'm not on the inside scoop.
Okay, I think maybe for me, I've been on the team for a long time. And even if, like, Olivia, I guess, is the newest one of us three, but it still feels like you've been here for a while. I feel like the thing maybe people don't know about us is that I feel like even before we got the attention that we have now, we always had this little thing going, and it's been in the making. And we probably, the things we no one sees probably more impressive than what people see about us. So I feel like, yeah, if that makes sense. Like, we have something special, and probably more than people think. And I feel like it's just going to be better and better and better.
Mm-hmm. Allie?
Okay, so I would say...
Allie was on the More Than Running podcast where I really went into this with her. So you can repeat.
Okay, I don't know. Maybe this is common knowledge. I don't think it is. But, oh gosh, I just forgot. Okay, give me 1 second. Oh. Okay, so... Something that's, like, I think, unique about our team is that we do everything together. Like, we meet multiple times a week, and then we travel together. We eat together on trips. We room together. I think that is unique at the pro level. I'm sure other teams do it as well, but I think sometimes people are kind of, like, you know, their agents are booking their travel, and they're kind of all on their own different schedules, but we do actually function as a unit. And I think that's something that makes our bond extra special. It honestly is a bonding experience because sometimes it gets tricky because, you know, everyone's eat dinner somewhere. We have to come to a common consensus, and we have to, like, you know.
It's a college team energy.
Yeah,
I like it.
Work through things. So it is almost like a small college team, and I love that about us because I love, like, team sports and the team aspect of everything. So I feel like it's super important to have that even at this level, especially when things can get so individualized as it is. So I would say that is what I would like people to know about us. And that we're super fun and work really hard.
Yeah, and I'll work a little bit off of Allie's point. I think the thing I would want people to know about us is that we have a really strong team bond. Something I was worried about coming to this team from being training mostly kind of by myself for the 800 was joining a group where there are already so many strong 800 runners. You know, Allie, and then also having Sadie come and join the group this year too. I wondered what it would be like in moments like these, as we'll even encounter today with both of us being in the same semifinal heat. You know, we could both make it through, or one of us could be the one to knock the other one out of the finals. But I think
I avoided any race topics on purpose, and Olivia's bringing it up.
Well, yeah, so maybe I am the one who brings up the stuff on the run. Yeah, I mean, being in that situation, it was something I worried about. But being on this team and having such a strong bond, you know, it's cool to be able to train together and work together well, but also compete and know that it's all love, everything, either way, you know, whether we both advance or whether we knock each other out or whether there's some variation of that. We know that in the end, after those 2 minutes or less on the track, it's always all love in the cool down. So I think that's something really cool. That's something that's really cool about our team, is that we have that culture.
Well, ladies, good luck. Yolanda, good luck next month at the World Championship. Hopefully some of your Atlanta Track Club teammates will be with you, competing against you potentially. Different events, but thank you guys for coming on Between Two Figs.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Loved it.
Okay, guys, part three of the Summer of Hayward is upon us. I've been there the entire time covering the Prefontaine Classic, where we started heating up the track with some of the world's best. And then this past weekend at USA's, where Team USA has now been determined. Our fastest, farthest, strongest, and most interesting athletes will be taking the track to be the home team at the World Championships at the end of this month. I'll be back in Eugene for the final time, and we'll be there bringing pre- and post-meet shows, interviews, analysis, and that good, good behind-the-scenes action you can truly only get with the Sidious Mag fam. The Summer of Hayward will be absolutely unmissable. Don't miss out. Be there if you can. I personally can't wait to see how many medals Team USA brings home as a home team. Tickets for all events are on sale now through the handy link of Summer of Hayward page on SidiousMag.com. Thanks again for listening to another episode of More Than Running. This one made me so happy, and it really made me feel like my favorite team that I've ever been on when I was in college, and just with a group of bubbly, fun people who made me better every single day. So with that, I challenge you to send this to your favorite teammate and say, hey, this happiness reminded me of you. As we grow the podcast and get more listeners, we just want to spread that joy and keep uplifting women along the way. This episode is a part of the Sidious Mag Podcast Network, as is all of More Than Running, and was edited and produced by Mike Zerzillo. Follow along on our social channels and me at Dana Geo on all social platforms to stay connected for everything in the women's running world as we lead into the World Championships and beyond.